This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anything could happen in the NFL yesterday that was going to bring me down, Scraby. Not after what the Aztecs did on Saturday against UCLA. And, of course, he is also the voice of the Padres and the Aztecs. Uncle Teddy, Ted Leitner, thank you so much for joining us today. You and I talked just briefly before you went up to Pasadena Friday night, and I said, good luck, we're all counting on you. And you came through. Nicely done, my friend, nicely done.
I've broadcast a bunch of those through the years, including the last one there in 09, and it was like whatever it was, 34-13, one of those kind of games. And people thought it was going to be that way again. Good Bruin team, but they were still favored by 7.5. They were home, and it was 1,000 degrees. I don't know any bigger win for the Aztecs in terms of the name and the brand of the team that they beat. And to me, by the way, from a personal broadcast standpoint, going back to 1978 when my first got broadcast with the Aztecs, that game a couple of years ago when they beat Houston in Las Vegas in the Las Vegas Bowl with a tremendous Houston team that beat Oklahoma, beat Louisville, and then just blew them off the field, did the Aztecs in the second half. I thought that was the greatest Aztec victory of all time. I don't know where this fits in the top 10, but it's up there because of the name brand, I think, in the top 5.
I agree with you 100%, Ted. No question about it. We've been waiting a long time to try and beat UCLA. And we also talked a little bit about the fact that the Aztecs, you know, based on their first game against Weber State, would they, the offensive line, be able to hold up against UCLA? And it was interesting because they really didn't run the football the way the Aztecs are used to running it, but their play-action pass was still incredibly effective, and Ryan Agnew was able to buy enough time to get the ball down the field. I thought he played as good a game as any quarterback has played since the Aztecs had Ryan Lindley, and that includes some Christian Chapman games that were pretty good in there.
There's no question. Let the record show Chapman is the winger's quarterback, all-time wins in Aztec history. This kid Agnew has got moxie, not a word that comes up in everyday conversation, I understand, but he's got moxie, he's got guts, he's got quick feet, and not afraid to get out of the pocket, not afraid to stay in the pocket. Nice combination. And this other kid, you know, Robert Thompson Robinson, great, great athlete, second-year man for UCLA. No offense to that kid, but Ryan Agnew was clearly, by head and shoulders, the best quarterback on the field on that day, and made some great decisions, some great Brett Favre kind of moves at the last moment to, you know, pitch a ball, shovel pass, whatever, when he's about to be tackled. It was spectacular quarterback performance by San Diego State. But the defense is something special. And what you mentioned about, you know, I think Jeff Horton wants to run. I think he's had great success with it, wants to run. I think when this offensive line is solid and better, and like it has been in the last few years, they will want to run the ball and control the ball with the run. But they showed with the spread that, hey, if you do have problems running, then go ahead, throw the ball. And I thought they did that on the adjustment. No offense to the UCLA people. They outcoached them, they outplayed them, and they beat them.
Uncle Teddy, Ted Leitner here with us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Now, I want to talk about that defense a little bit because the Kaiava Tizino is just insane on the field. And he made that play to stop the, to pretty much end the game for the Bruins and give the Aztecs the win. What do you think when you're watching him on the field over the years with the other Aztecs linebackers that they've had go through there?
He's right there. I'll give you a great example. And normally a conversation, you know, and it's not a conversation, it's kind of barking back and forth like players do when they're tired, they're mad, they're hot during a practice. But I was right on the sideline and asked the practice about a week and a half ago. And, you know, they're not allowed to hit the quarterback. So Agnew's on a keeper like he was many times on Saturday in Pasadena. And he's on a keeper and he turns the corner and he goes and he scores in the near end zone. And then I hear from on the field, I hear Kayaba say, hey, Agnew, you know, of course, that if we're allowed to hit the quarterback, you don't score that touchdown right there. That's the kind of pride that Kiava has. That's the kind of the fire that he has. And I tell you what, he's up there. He's up there with the greats. I ain't saying he's Kirk Morrison. Very few are, but I'm telling you, this Pizzino kid is one of the best linebackers in the country, and even his own quarterback. Just to let him know, you know, of course, that I would have tackled you right there if I was allowed to. So don't be strutting your stuff or spiking the ball down a touchdown. That's the attitude of this defense. They come at you. They swarm. They have bad intentions. And I really thought, I mean, Kyrie Woods and a bunch of those guys, I thought they were going to hurt somebody out there Saturday. They were by far the better defense also.
Yeah, and you're right, Ted. And Tazino, he'd be the kind of guy that I wouldn't want to, you know, make too angry on the airplane. He might come at you with a quick leg tackle on the airplane. I mean, he's just he hits everything that moves. I mean, he really does. And I was reading that he's a 4-star recruit. It's so nice that somebody like that would come to San Diego State where they can be a superstar and stand out, rather than go somewhere else where they would just kind of fit in with everybody and probably not get this kind of acclaim.
It'd be nice to see more of those, no question about it. And even UCLA. UCLA had a couple of guys, obviously, you know, out of Morse High and others, who UCLA had taken them away from the Aztecs, or taken them out of San Diego. And the more you win, the less that will happen. And, you know, Rocky's an interesting cat, I'm telling you. On that Houston game I mentioned in the Las Vegas Bowl, he said to me, hey, we're going to have a little trouble with their team speed early in the ballgame, and then we're going to beat the hell out of them in the second half. And he made his adjustments at halftime with his staff, and that's exactly what they did. And he said the same thing about this club. They may have trouble with their speed in the first half, then they'll be just fine, because I think Rocky knew his defense. If the offense didn't turn it over, and they absolutely did not, that this defense and his marvelous punting game and kicking game were going to win this ballgame. Rocky didn't brag about stuff. He also never lies. He never BS's you. He's simply amazing, and he was totally right about that Vegas ball game, and he is totally right about Saturday. The better team won the ballgame, period.
Voice of the Aztecs, voice of the Padres, Ted Leitner, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. I want to talk about the running back situation, because you have Juwan Washington, who was the starter coming into the year, and you had Chase Jasmine actually score the touchdown on Saturday. What do you think's going on with the running back situation? Is there going to be a committee this year, or do you think that they're going to pick one guy and stick with him as the season goes along?
I think they've already picked that guy, and it's Washington, but I've seen him. I've seen him for his entire career. And that ankle injury, I know. He's not saying anything about it. And Rocky said he was maybe 70% for the ball game. But I know this guy. And that offensive line is going to be very, very good. And they made some pretty decent holes early on. And when they did that, I know that normally Juwan on his second step is full speed. That explosiveness is not there now. It has to be the ankle. And that's okay. That's okay. You can go by committee. Use a lot of different guys at New Mexico State on Saturday. But as long as Juwan is healthy for Utah State, that's really, really large. I don't think it's going to be by committee. He's the guy, but they have really, really good backups. And Jordan Bird, I'll tell you what, this kid looked last year very tentative, like a freshman, you know, drop a punt and drop a pass, run the wrong route. This guy is going to be a big, big factor. He's one of the top three fastest guys on the ball club. And watch him, because as a backup, along with the Jasmine and the guys you mentioned and Chance Bell, they have a very solid and deep. They're not that deep in other positions, but they're deep at running back, and you haven't seen Juwan yet this year beat Juwan.
Well, last thing, Ted, real quick. Kobe Smith, 7 catches, a touchdown, 100 yards. We haven't seen too many good receivers lately. Yeah, at San Diego State, and I know, you know, the Jeff Horton and everyone's talked about, hey, we got to develop some guys that can go catch the ball. Is this a sign of things to come for Kobe Smith?
I believe that, and they thought of, I mean, he's on the all lobby team, man. He looks great. He looks great in the lobby. This guy is big. This guy's got hands. This guy is fast as can be, and whatever they expected, it's hard. It's hard, no matter how stud you are in high school. You get to the Division I level, you're playing for San Diego State all of a sudden, and you're playing against Boise State and Arizona State and Stanford last year. Hey, it's different. It's different, and as fast as you are, the game is faster than you. Kobe now knows what he's doing. He has confidence. He gets separation. He gets the right route. He is a threat, and there's a bunch of them just like that. So I can assure you, this is, I think you're right about that. In terms of the really great, great receivers since DeMarco Sampson, Vincent Brown, those guys. It's been a run offense, and the receivers haven't run the right routes all the time, haven't caught the ball all the time. I think this is going to be the best group in several years, and that's important if you're going to go to the spread, and they have. You've got to have to get these guys open and catch the ball, and I have greater confidence in this group than I've had in several years.
Ted, thanks so much for joining us. Short notice today. We'll see you down here at the ballpark. But congratulations to you, all the Aztecs, me, everybody wearing red and black on Saturday. It was a great day.
Oh, I tell you what, I walked across that parking lot at the Rose Bowl to get to my car to come back to do the Padre game on Sunday, and it was just, it was Aztec Central North. It was everybody all over the parking lot partying, and they loved every second of it, and they should savor every second of it.
No question. Thanks, Ted. We'll see you in a little while.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.